It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, December 12, 2018. Today is the birthday of American singer and actor Frank Sinatra, born in 1915 in Hoboken, New Jersey.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold.
One of the most popular and influential musical artists of the 20th century, he sold more than 150 million records worldwide. Sinatra began his musical career in the swing era with band leaders Harry James and Tommy Dorsey. He found success as a solo artist after he signed with Columbia Records in 1943, becoming the idol of the Bobby Soxers. He released his debut album, The Voice of Frank Sinatra, in 1946, but his professional career had stalled by the early 50s, and he turned to Las Vegas, where he became one of the city's best-known performers as part of the Rat Pack. His career was reborn in 1953 with the success of the film From Here to Eternity, with his performance winning an Academy Award and a Golden Globe for Best Supporting Actor. Sinatra then released several critically lauded albums in the mid to late 1950s. He left Capitol in 1960 to start his own record label, Reprise Records, and released a string of successful albums there. In 1965, he recorded the retrospective September of My Years and starred in the Emmy-winning television special Frank Sinatra, A Man and His Music. He retired for the first time in 1971, but came out of retirement 2 years later and recorded several more albums and resumed performing at Caesar's Palace, reaching success in 1980 with New York, New York. Using his Las Vegas shows as a home base, he toured both within the United States and internationally until shortly before his death in 1998. He also had a highly successful career as a film actor. After winning that Academy Award for From Here to Eternity, he starred in The Man with the Golden Arm in 1955 and received critical acclaim for his performance in The Manchurian Candidate in 1962. Toward the end of his career, he became associated with playing detectives, including the title character in Tony Rome in 1967. He was also heavily involved with politics from the mid-1940s on, and actively campaigned for presidents, including Harry Truman, John Kennedy, and Ronald Reagan. While Sinatra never learned how to read music, he had an impressive understanding of it, and he worked very hard from a young age to improve his abilities in all musical aspects. An absolute perfectionist and renowned for his dress sense and performing presence, he always insisted on recording live with his band. His bright blue eyes earned him his popular nickname. Sinatra led a colorful personal life and was often involved in turbulent love affairs. He received the Kennedy Center Honors in 1983 and was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by Ronald Reagan in 1985, as well as the Congressional Gold Medal in 1997. Sinatra was also the recipient of 11 Grammy Awards. He was collectively included in Time magazine's compilation of the 20th century's 100 Most Influential People. After his death, American music critic Robert Christgau called him the greatest singer of the 20th century, and he continues to be seen as an iconic figure. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for December 12th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.
Yes, it was mine.